Well, in addition to working on those asylum cases along the U.S. southern border, the Biden administration has also promised to increase the number of refugees accepted into the United States. That's after the Trump administration dramatically cut the number to 15,000. The lowest since the refugee settlement program began in 1980. Earlier this month at the State Department, President Biden said he is raising that cap to 125,000, not far from where it was when former President Obama left office.
It's going to take time to rebuild what has been so badly damaged.
It's also going to take some time for the refugee resettlement network to reassemble itself, from camps around the world to caseworkers in places like Cleveland, Ohio. Here's WCPN IdeaStream's Nick Castile.
Mael Degal Gemba says that many people in his Congolese community in Cleveland have been waiting for family who were supposed to join them here, only to have their journeys put on hold. The Trump administration's slowdown in refugee admissions created a bottleneck in the application process. Gemba describes it as a nightmare.
So many of us who came here as refugees and still had families that are in the process, who we hoped, you know, that were supposed to be joining and couldn't join due to some of the reckless orders that were made by the administration.
It's been a problem not just for families who fled conflict in the Democratic Republic of Congo, but also for those affected by the now lifted Trump ban on travel from some majority Muslim countries. Gemba says the Biden administration will now face a huge task in preparing for a wave of new arrivals.
We are hoping to see a major shift with this administration.
But that major shift can't happen right away. With fewer refugees coming the last 4 years, resettlement nonprofits have cut back. Brian Upton is the director of the Cleveland-based service organization Building Hope in the City. He goes so far as to say the refugee system was dismantled for 4 years.
And it cannot go back to running at 60 miles an hour like it was running in 2016. It's going to take time for the resettlement system here in Cleveland and across the country to be rebuilt.
In Cleveland, Catholic Charities cut the number of caseworkers who are the first point of contact for refugees from 5 down to 1, says Tom Morosco, who directs the Office of Migration and Refugee Services. Local refugee advocates say the number of resettlements in Cleveland fell from about 850 in 2016 to 200 last year. Nationally, admissions fell from about 85,000 to under 12,000 over that period. As Biden increases admissions, Morosco says placement agencies need time to catch up.
I don't want it to be too slow, but I want it to be appropriate. So that way the staffing is there, that the schools are prepared. But we expect that the numbers are going to increase. And I would imagine year to year over the next 4 years that that number will substantially increase.
Resettlement agencies don't just have to add staff. They need to rejuvenate old relationships with employers and landlords who offered refugees jobs and housing in the past. Again, Tom Morosco.
We have to connect with landlords again who might have had really good relationships with us, but because we didn't fill some of their vacancies with refugees, have gone on to other tenants.
As refugees have been waiting, Cleveland has been changing. Affordability is a growing concern as rents and home prices rise on the city's near west side, home to many refugees. COVID-19 creates more complications. Neighborhood Family Practice, a community health center, has had to retool the hours-long health screenings it offers to newly arrived families, replacing some in-person time with telemedicine.
And I think we might have to change things further as we're adapting to bigger numbers.
Joanna Lynch is the Associate Medical Director for Refugee Health Services there. She says it may take up to 3 months to get new families in for their screenings.
We just need more space, more capacity, more resources at that point.
There are a lot of hopes riding on these changes. Glory Brissett resettled in the United States more than a decade ago. She hopes more people will have the chance she had to start a new life here after leaving behind tragedy in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
The people who need second chance to survive for their lives, they can get those opportunity to be here. That's what I see is going to change.
For Here and Now, I'm Nick Castile in Cleveland.